going to be second and 10, and he is going to hand it off to number 13 for the Mustangs. That's their backup halfback. Actually, that's their third string halfback, Jack Kelly. Great football name, Jack Kelly. Sounds like he would have fought in the Second World War. And he picks up 6, 3rd and 4, and the Mustangs are, of course, going for it. 4 minutes and 35 seconds left in our third quarter of football action here at Richardson Stadium. The sky is dark, but the spirits are bright here at Richardson, and the crowd is getting loud for what could be a consequential 3rd and 4th. It's going to be a pass from Hillick, and it's picked off, picked off, picked off. Keegan Vanek, another clutch play from number 26. Keegan Vanek making the play of the day. A bouncing ball from Evan Hillick, snatched by number 26, Keegan Vanek. Oh, baby, what more could you ask for from a Queens football man? That's our kind of guy, Keegan Vanek. I love him. I can't get enough. I said they needed a turnover, and they got one. Put your foot on the pedal and finish this game. 7 points, put them to bed, send them home. So Queens got the ball back. Keegan Vanek, a heads-up play, tallying a consequential interception. 1st and 10, handoff to Ethan Dahl. And Dahl is going more east-west than north-south, and he's going to probably lose a yard there. I like the idea. It wasn't necessarily a bad read, but the execution could have used some work. Whew. So it will be 2nd and 12 from the Queens 23 thereabouts yard line. 3.5 minutes to go in our third quarter of football action. Gales lead by 13. And 13, a very pertinent number in the history of this rivalry. Number 13, Savon Magne-Jones, is the one who ripped out my heart to the delight of millions. Alex Braken dropping back, looking for Ethan Dahl. Ah, incomplete. Punt situation, perhaps a conceded safety. No, they'll punt it. They'll punt it. With Matt Driver, they're going to let him kick it. So, 3rd and 12. Matt Driver onto the field. 3 minutes and 12 seconds ago in our third quarter of football action. The Gales have been the better team today. I have no hesitation saying that. But they need another touchdown. They need to put this game to bed. 2 scores ain't enough. Not with how this Western offense can kill you. Snap is to Driver. He's going to tee off on this one. And this one's going to be caught inside the 40-yard line. And the returner's going to have space to work with. But Jalen Grable, looking like Pedro Pascal's Mr. Fantastic, with a fantastic special teams tackle there to limit the damage. Western will take over 1st and 10, right around their own 50-yard line. As I've heard more F expletives today than I have watching any Quentin Tarantino movie. As we do have a Western player down, we're hoping that's nothing too serious. Once again, thank you to our third quarter sponsor, Queens Alumni Review. It's free, folks. You can sign up at the Alumni Review website. They distribute over 109,000 subscription-free copies annually, every year. I get mine straight to my email. Pretty neat stuff. Waiting to be featured. Thought the viral thing would do it. Work harder, I guess. But we do love the Queens Alumni Review. They do a lot of great advertising for us here at CFRC. And if you're just joining us, it's a 23-10 ball game. And no, it's not the Mustangs in front. Don't check your sets. Do not adjust your radio, your computer, web player. It's the Gales that lead. 23-10, deep into our third quarter. A lot of time on the clock, folks. A lot of time on the clock. But it's rare to see this Queens team in front against the Mustangs, let alone by 2 scores. And I have to give credit. The defense, after giving up 10 consecutive points in the first quarter, they have locked down. They have allowed their offense to put up 23 and take a 2-score lead. It is 1st and 10 for Western, and they're going to be near the midfield mark. And it's going to be a play-action pass from Hillick. to number 11, Seth Robertson, tackled up by John Korsgaden. Nearly, very nearly a horse collar, but he managed to adjust his hand grip, put it on the shoulder pads as opposed to around the neck. It is going to be a first down for the Mustangs, but Korsgaden keeps it from being something supremely serious. 2 minutes to go here in our third quarter of football action. Hillick looking for and finds Braden Mazzieri on a 5-yard out route, setting up second and 5 from the Queens 40-yard line. And as I've said, two scores don't mean anything until that final whistle blows. The defense generated a turnover. The offense was unable to capitalize. And that could be a very consequential series of events. Second and 4, actually, for the Mustangs from the 40-yard line. Hand off to Ethan Dalby, and Dalby is going to pick up first down yardage. It's close, but he does fall forward with that forward progress. That will get the Mustangs within scoring range of Brian Garrity. As we have a minute and a half left in our third quarter, and I feel like I have 80, 90 years worth of stress contained in my body like a genie in a lamp. First and 10, handoff to Ethan Dalby running up the middle. He's going to find a decent amount of space, but Garong Ugwak, Big G, brings down number 29 in the white and purple, Ethan Dalby, who started the game pistol hot, but has been shooting blank since. Due in no small part to the very large man in number 95 for the Gales, one of my favorite CFRC at the Lang interviews, Garang Ugwak. Second and 8, multiple men in motion. This is a passing situation. It's going to be a hold on the Mustangs, so this play is not going to matter. That one's coming back 10 yards. Ollie Jackson, good call from the officials there. Ollie Jackson attempted a spin move. Usually on a spin move, you create separation by dropping the back of your elbow on the back shoulder of the tackle. The Western player got his arms caught up in Jackson's spin, and as a result, he was basically grabbing the jersey in a way you can't grab the jersey. And that's going to back that offense up for 10 yards. Would have been a scramble by Hillick down into the red zone. But instead, Western, who have been their own worst enemies tonight, they're moving back. It's going to be second and 18 from about the 44-yard line of the Gales, with 30 seconds to go here in our third quarter. Passing situation, multiple men in motion. Hillick is going to have time, but he gets hit at the last minute by number 58. It's no fumble, but it's one heck of a play. Number 58 for the Gales. That's Eli Bennett. And I'll tell you right now, the Book of Eli, that's going to be in chapter 1, laying one heck of a hit on an all-Canadian quarterback to shut down a promising Western drive and leave them grasping at straws. Eli Bennett, way to make a play, number 58. And it's going to be third and long, and this is third and 18. Punt situation, and that's Russell Weir back deep. Give Ian St. Arnaud a much-earned break, a reprieve. As the Gales scramble to get their personnel on the field, Mustangs are going to be able to punt this one off. And it's a good punt. It's exactly where you want it to be. But Russell Weir manages to get it out of the end zone. No point conceded. Queens takes over with one play to go in our third quarter and a 13-point lead thanks to, and we doubted them, I doubted them. This was a young defensive line, and they have been killing this Western run and pass game all day. And that's been the biggest thing that Queens has struggled with defensively. Against the Mustangs, they've yet to have a really great pass rush game. If they had Silas Hubert in 2023, they would have beaten him. No doubt about it. I will take that to the bank. Today, these guys are playing out of their skull. It's like Doctor Strange. It's an out-of-body experience. And it's paying huge dividends as we have one final play in our third quarter. Whew! Before we enter our fourth quarter of football action. Breaking has Cedric Smith in motion. Trips on the right-hand side. It's going to be a handoff to Isaiah Adams up the middle. Adams is not going to find much to work with, but that will take us to the end of our third quarter of football action. Thank you to the Queens Alumni Review. Here's a word from our sponsor before we get into the witching hour, the fourth and possibly final quarter here at Richardson Memorial Stadium.
Third quarter sponsor, the Queens Alumni Review. Since its establishment in 1927, Alumni Review has spent nearly a century bringing alumni together, building community, and deepening tricolor pride. Over 109,000 subscription-free copies have been distributed to alumni, friends of the university, and campus departments. Thank you to the Queens Alumni Review, nearly a century of literary excellence. Listening to Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, fourth quarter football action brought to you by the Grad Club.
It is the fourth quarter here at Richardson Memorial Stadium, and your Queens Gales lead the Western Mustangs 23-10 in the 102nd game of this incredible rivalry. During this, the 102nd season of Gales Game Day on CFRC, how poetic it is, as this Queens team, they got a lot of work to do, second and nine from their own 20-yard line. It's going to be a handoff to Isaiah Adams, and Isaiah Adams is getting loose. He's spinning forward, but he is going to be stopped short of first down distance. Best carry of the day for Agent Zero, Isaiah Adams. But it will not be enough. And we now have third and short. And after a bit of consternation, the punt team makes their way onto the field. You're just joining us. 2025's Gales Game Day is brought to you by our friends at the Grad Club. They sponsor pre, post, halftime, as well as our first and fourth quarter. And coming up, I'll have a little breakdown of some of the key events happening at the Grad Club in the next couple weeks, including one happening after this game tonight. So stay tuned for that. Matt Driver on to punt this one away. Richardson is quiet as a crypt as Driver just barely manages to get that one off. But it takes a Queens University bounce. And the Western returner is going to have no space to operate as the fourth quarter starts with a beauty punt from Matt Driver. As it will be first and 10 for the Western Mustangs, trailing by two touchdowns with an eternity still to play, 13 minutes and 53 seconds. And I know Queens is going to want to run the football and kill the clock, but you've got to keep that passing game active. They've got you here. Let them take you home. Meanwhile, Western must shift their offensive modus operandi from ground and pound to duck and chuck. Try and avoid pressure, complete passes. You got lots of time, and it's going to be a play action pass. Eli Bennett gets in for a great rush, but Hillock throws it downfield. Oh, and John Korskaden was probably a yard and a half away from catching that football with 8 or 9 yards of empty space around him. Eli Bennett, what a pass rush from Eli Bennett. Didn't get the sack, but that's twice now that he's disrupted the outstanding Evan Hillock. And they're going to need more of the same. This defensive line, so many talented players have worn the tricolor and played up front for Queens. And these guys have a lot to live up to, but they are doing so quite well. Second and 10, Hillick on a naked bootleg, looking down the field. And that is complete to Seth Robertson. He was blanketed by Ian St. Arnaud, but great throw, great catch there. Good stuff all around. Nothing else you could do as Ian St. Arnaud. Just a heck of a play from Evan Hillick and Seth Robertson. And that is going to pick up a first down and bring the Mustangs to their own 50-yard line with 13 minutes to go here in our fourth quarter, trailing by two touchdowns. Well, a touchdown and a failed conversion. Oh, we will have the play blown dead, which is probably a good thing for Evan Hillick because he might have been eating his lunch through a straw with both James Gillingham and Stephen Capea barreling down on him. We shall see. But I think this is either offsides or procedure on the Mustangs, and it is indeed. They are moving them back. And that's been the most surprising thing to me today. The amount, even for week one, the amount of penalties the Western Mustangs have taken today could very well be the crucial defining narrative in this game. Very surprising for a Greg Marshall team. So here we go. First and 15 from the Western 45. Hillick is going to hand it off to Ethan Dalby, and he has got some space to work with. Ashton Miller-Melanson is part of a gaggle of gales to secure the tackle, but Miller-Melanson must have made two or three attempts at stripping that football. Heads-up play from the mastermind, Ashton Miller-Melanson. Not just smart on the field, a Governor General's Award winner off it, and hey, if I do say so, a really pleasant guy to talk to. And well, we have a Western player on the turf. Looks like it's nothing too serious, at least we certainly hope. We're going to throw to a word from our fourth quarter sponsor and title sponsor, the Grad Club, hyping up some of the outstanding events coming up in the next few weeks at the Grad Club.
Here are just some of the outstanding events coming to the Grad Club in the next 2 weeks. Tonight, August 23rd, 5 p.m. till late, check out Oktoberfest at the Grad Club. Food, drink, music, and fun. Admission to this 19-plus event is only $5. Oktoberfest at Grad. Life's too short to wait for October. Saturday, September 6th, the Save Our Grad Club fundraiser. This 19-plus event begins at 8 p.m. and it is a by-donation cover charge, with all proceeds going to the Grad Club. This event will also feature music by Letter of Mark. Go to gradclub.ca for more information.
Thank you to the Grad Club. We are back in action here. Second and 8 from around midfield, and another flag is thrown. And if you're the Mustangs, you got to wonder what this one is. And if you're Queens, just believe you me, this is not something you want to get used to. You can't benefit from the amount of penalties that have been called today. You can also make a very fair argument that your performance is why the penalties are being called. It's absolutely true. But even then, don't get used to it. You know, nothing is this sweet forever. Penalty is a penalty, and a penalty is issued to the Western Mustangs, moving them back another 5 yards, setting up second and 13. They had been on the Queen's side of the field, or rather, they had been just shy of midfield, but now they are 5 yards deeper into their own territory. Hillick is going to pass. He's got pressure coming in. Ollie Jackson gets a hand on it, and oh my goodness, that is a pick number 54 for the Gales. Oh my goodness, DJ Ryan remix the play of the day from one of my favorite players. A special teams stud with a deflection from Ollie Jackson. The juice was loose and the DJ was there to pick up the scraps, and the Gales have a chance to deliver the killing blow. Woo. And that's why they pay me the big bucks. First and 10 for the Gales inside Western territory. I'm lightheaded. Oh, Queens now possesses the football, a two-score lead, and a chance to put your foot on the pedal. Breaking with a pass to Falcone. Oh, boy, nearly picked off. Through the hands, an uncharacteristically quiet game for Nathan Falcone. But the ball does fall harmlessly to the turf. Setting up second and 10 from the Western 22. Hand the ball off. Pro tip, hand the ball off, let Tyler Mullen come on, and make it a two-touchdown and two-point conversion scoreline. 16 is a lot more reasonable than 13, certainly in the grand scheme of preserving the lead. Multiple men in motion. We have trips on the right-hand side for Alex Vraken. Mateo Tuioti and Nathan Falcone playing in the slot. We are going to see a pass. We are going to the end zone. And it's just through the hands of the intended receiver. What could have been the consequential killing blow rolls harmlessly out of the corner of the Queens end zone. I like the play call. I honestly like the pass. It was just a bit short. Just a bit short. And now Tyler Mullen must make this kick. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. 29-yarder. To take a 16-point lead. Kick is up. And the kick is good. 26-10. And those 3 points could be the deciding 3 points in what has been a game that has delighted all ages, 10 to 20 to 31 to 70. At this point, 7 is my father's age. He's seen a lot of great Gales teams, and he could be witnessing the next great Gales team here today. Western has not scored since the first quarter. And if you're in the booth live with me, you're getting weather and news. As boy, oh boy, am I spitting metaphorically and literally. Multiple men in motion for Evan Hillock. He is going to take the pass. He's under pressure. He is rolling to his right-hand side. He's got time, but he throws that one behind Braden Missouri. And Evan Hillock, 0 in the touchdown column and 2 in the interception column, one of which not really his fault. The second one, they just got beat like a dirty rug. And now it's second and 10 from the Western 35-yard line. 10.5 minutes to go here in our fourth quarter of football action. Gales lead by 16, trying to snap a 14-game losing streak against the Mustangs. Trips on the left-hand side for Evan Hillock. He is looking left. He is going to pass over the middle, and that one is touching the turf. Evan Hillock told the football to touch grass, and the pigskin obliged. And as a result, Western has another two and out as this Queens defense has got these Mustangs practically parched. It's a dry gulch right now here in Richardson Stadium. Nothing to graze on if you're the Western Mustangs. They have been struggling. Not that the Gales have done particularly better on offense. It's been a bit of a slow going after that two-touchdown outburst. Punt is up. It's Russell Weir back to receive it at the 32-yard line. Good catch by Russell Weir. Shakes one man off, is trying to break left, but is going to go down at about the 31-yard line. Less than 10 minutes to go here at Richardson Stadium. Gales lead by 16, 26-10. And what has already proven to be an eventful 2025 edition of Gales Game Day. And it's just game one. But Queens, a chance to beat the Mustangs for the first time since Maroon 5 was a number one charting band. I mean, they have a bunch of them, but like 2012, that's the apex of their terrible, terrible music. We've got Alex Vraken with Jared Kasari beside him. It's a balanced formation. They traditionally like to run out of this formation. And I think that's what we're going to see here. Yes, indeed. Jerkasari takes the handoff. He's stopped up. He is fighting for his life, but he's going to lose yards. And that is something that, regardless of today's result, the Queens offense is going to have to work on next week. They've got to start establishing the run because they have, I think, less than 40 cumulative rushing yards between multiple players toting the rock, including a couple Alex Vrakin scrambles. Definitely something to tighten and tune up for next week, as we now have second and 12, and this is a very dangerous situation. Long second down in your own territory. Temptation is there to rifle one in. But we saw it in 2023 with Jackson Findlay's 90-yard interception return. You don't want to give this team something to work with. Vrakin is looking for Nathan Falcone. Oh, in and out of his hands. Falcone, having a tough game today, has not made the impact we're accustomed to seeing him make, as Queens will punt the ball away. But better to punt it away than to give it away. As Nathan Falcone is really shaken up, the training staff is moving him further away from the sideline. It looks like it might be a lower body injury. We're not going to speculate any further. We just simply hope that it's nothing too serious for Nathan Falcone, being tended to by an outstanding student training staff led by former Kingston Grenadier Evan Knapp Fisher. Used to play with that boy on the defensive line. Recently had a child, I believe, last year, a year and a half ago? So new father. Fairly new to this position with the Gales, but doing a bang-up job. As we have a little under 9 minutes to go here in what could be the fourth and deciding quarter at Richardson Stadium. Matt Driver, he's been good today. They've needed him a lot. Both teams have certainly put mileage on their punters, rolling over the old odometer. Ben Walker, the new long snapper for the team this year, he's had a solid performance, number 82 for the tricolor. This punt is fielded and tackled up promptly thereafter at the 42-yard line of the Mustangs. As this game is gone better than I had anticipated, but a lot differently than I had anticipated. Still lots of time on the clock at this point. And first game of every season, I always have a somebody in the booth with me silently off screen. And I think she's had a very entertaining experience here today. Hand off to Ethan Dalby, tackled up by Justin Pace and James Gillingham. I may become a TikTok star in a different way if my friend Ellie ends up posting that. Very sweaty. Talking a mile a minute, I feel like Jim Cramer from that Mad Money show. Yeah, absolutely. I'm shaking. Shaking like a leaf. Shaking like a little dog after a big meal. As we do have Eric Johnston taking a knee for the Gales, hoping it's nothing too serious. Let me give you the rundown on the grad club. The grad club is, and this is me speaking from the heart, no copy here, one of my favorite venues and just places in general in the Kingston community. The staff there, they create such a welcoming, inviting, inclusive space for all. It's a tremendous event venue with a lot of history baked in, some incredible concerts that I've both seen and worked at the grad club. And I want to give a special shout out to the general manager, Spence. So fantastic to work with. Somebody who is so ambitious, so motivated, and I think will do some really fantastic things with the grad club. So we are greatly appreciative of their continued patronage for us here at CFRC. And I really do think this year is going to be a banner year for the grad club, a banner year for the Gales, and a banner year for what we do here at CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC at the Lang, our summer social media series working with Queens football. Over 300,000 views in traditionally a very, let's say, dry period for sports media. Last year, our social media clips during the season, our highlights, over 250,000 views. CFRC, the defining social media presence in the U Sports realm. Here we go. Second and manageable. Hillett completes the pass to Piracini, who is pushed out of bounds after picking up first down yardage. So Western on the move here after an easy fullback pass into the flats. It is a 26-10 ball game here at Richardson Stadium. Gales looking to fight tooth and nail to hold on to this two-score lead. A hard-fought, well-earned two-score lead at that, I might add. High snap, but Hilek fields it. He's airing this one out. It's going to be long, and it is complete to Dasani McIntosh as Western, for the first time in three quarters, is in the Queen's red zone. And the Gaels have their feet to the fire. First and goal from the 8-yard line. Hilek looking left. Under pressure, Eli Bennett with a strip and a sack. And the juice is loose. Oliver Jackson with a fumble recovery. And the Western Mustangs, see you later, alligator, take it back to London. Head back to the Forest City with your tails between your legs and a one in the loss column. Because the Gaels, still a lot of time to go, may have just dealt the death blow. Eli Bennett, baby. What a day. Way to make a play. This kid. Man, oh man, I gotta put the sunglasses on. His future is so bright. The Gaels. 16-point lead. Oh my goodness gracious, this defense. I don't know what else to say. Oh, baby. And now we enter into a very crucial offensive phase. 7 minutes to go, 16-point lead. Western's best drive in three quarters, snuffed out by number 58, Eli Bennett. He was close. He had two hits on Hilek before, but he sealed the deal. He finished the job and left Hilek down on his back, grasping at glory, clawing desperately for a football tucked tenderly into the hands of Oliver Jackson. And now the Gaels, who have been unquestionably the better team today, have a chance to kill some clock and send their most hated rival home. Hand off to Ethan Dahl. Ethan Dahl running hard. Pickup of about 5 yards up the middle. Right up the gut by Ethan Dahl. I don't want to be premature. There's still a lot of time left, folks, but that Eli Bennett play, that feels like a defining turning point. And man, oh man, am I going to be spoiled for choice for defensive player of the game. But Eli Bennett, he's going to be up there. Second and four for the Gaels from the Queen's 32-yard line. Another first down would let them run off another minute of clock. It's going to be a handoff to Ethan Dahl, and Ethan Dahl is stiff arm, hard, heavy running from Ethan Dahl. Should have been a tackle for loss, but the muscle hamster muscles his way forward and makes it third and inches, but you are in Queen's territory. And they are going for it. Russell Weir into the game. And folks, I'm going to tell you right now, if the Gaels win, it's going to be a short post-game show, because I'm going down to the field to celebrate. And then I might go to the grad club after to celebrate. And then I might go to Disney World. Maybe Marineland. Whoever wants to pay me. Third and very short for the Gaels. Russell Weir under center. Fall forward, pick up the first, and he is going to be close, but I don't know if he got that. We are waiting for the definitive answer from this officiating crew, who I think have been on the money today. There have been penalties issued to both teams, and I think they've done a fantastic job of how they've allocated them. But how will they rule on this consequential third and short? I think they have to stop the clock. They're letting the clock run as the officials hammer this out. As they bring the sticks in for the second time today, as we try and figure out if the Gaels have scored a brilliant first down, or if they've flown too close to the sun in this consequential moment. As the Western Mustangs have stopped the Gaels short and will get the ball back inside the Queens 35. Western may have just saved this season opener with an outstanding defensive stand. And now the Queens defense is 36 yards in front of their own end zone against a Western offense that has shown an aerial affinity, but a Western offense that has also turned the ball over three times. It's all or nothing here at Richardson Stadium. Hillick has got time, but he has been off the mark today. Incomplete. Stops the clock. 4 minutes and 31 seconds remain. Queens leads 26-10 in what has been a banner day at Richardson Stadium. And that young man on the sidelines, Garong Ugwak, taking a well-earned sip of water. He has been so crucial to their run defense. Second and 10 from the 36. Hillick looking left under pressure. He's going to scramble and try and pick this one up. Justin Payson, Eric Johnson, and the ball's out again! The ball's out again! The ball's out again! If that ball is legal, I think that's the right call by the officials. Hillick's knee did hit the turf, I think, a hair's breadth before the ball came out. Once again, I think that's right on the money, but that will bring up a third and short. Evan Hillick scrambling up the middle, tackled by Eric Johnston as he was trying to evade Justin Pace. So we have third and short, Jerome Rancourt in the ballgame. And hey, some people at Richardson might be upset. That's the right call. That is absolutely the right call. I wish it was a fumble too. But knee was down before the ball was out. As a result, Western has a chance. Third and short to make this a bit more interesting. It's going to be a option run. And Rancourt, oh, with the second effort. He was stopped short, but I think he fell forward for a first down with 3 minutes on the clock. Yes, indeed. Great play there from Jerome Rancourt. They made him work for it. But he got it. As we've now entered the 3 minute warning in a 16 point ball game, folks, we are in store for a classic finish here at Richardson. This defense have been so good, but they have to do it again. Ethan Dalby, long run from Ethan Dalby, taking it down across the 10. His best play in about 45 minutes of game time. And I believe that will be, I'm waiting to see. I'm not sure if a timeout was called. There is not a timeout. It's a first down, so we're going to stay with this. Dalby may have been too good for his own good, as it's now a first and goal, but from nearly the maximal distance you can have. From the 9 yard line, Western 9 yards away from making this a one score ball game. Another handoff, and this one from Jack Kelly is going to wind up a yard short. So in kind of an eerie inversion of what we saw in 2023, it's the Mustangs driving down to the red zone late, looking to cut down a two-score lead. 2.5 minutes to go. Two timeouts left on each side. Jerome Rancourt in the ball game, second and short. And that is a touchdown for the Mustangs, who now trail by 10 points. They need two two-point conversions to tie it up. But they very well could do exactly that. We will see what the two-point conversion call will be. In what has been a roller coaster of a football game. If Western doesn't get this here, they will need a touchdown and a field goal to tie. If they get this two-point conversion, they are a touchdown and a two-point conversion away from tying. And with 2 minutes on the clock, a lot of time to work with. Hillock looking and finding. So that's a 26-18 ball game. And if Western comes back after I shot my stupid mouth off, I may actually be sick. 2 minutes and 20 seconds on the clock, two timeouts aside. I told you we were in store for a classic finish. As Western is now one touchdown and one conversion away. But Queens will be getting the ball back. And they've killed off a lot of clock. I think Western's going to have to use their two timeouts here. Queens cannot lose on a single play. The worst that they can settle for is a touchdown and a two-point conversion. So one play may not be the difference. But this onside kick could completely transform the landscape of this 102nd game between your Queens Gaels and the Western Mustangs. Brian Garrity marking his distance. The crowd quiet as a church mouse. As Garrity's going to look to pop this one up. And he kicks it deep instead. Ian St. Arnaud going to have to track this one down. He catches it at the 5-yard line. Spins off one man, but is going to be tackled deep inside Gale's territory. Which is a best case scenario for Western, because a two and out puts a safety on the board. But I can't imagine you conceding a safety and giving the ball back to Western. I think even if it's close, you got to punt it. Holy moly, folks. What a barn burner here at Richardson Memorial Stadium. A game that would do both iterations of Richardson proud. The original on campus and the first iteration built here in the 1970s on West Campus. This is a classic. This is what Queens football is all about. First and 10 from the 10. Alex Vraken with an incomplete pass. Intended for Cedric Smith, put it where it needed to be, but a great play from the Western defensive back. As I feel like I'm going to die. Lord have mercy. 2 minutes and 9 seconds. Clock is stopped because of the incomplete pass. And I get it. I get it. The run game has not been working. But that's a tough call. Cedric Smith, complete, short. First down yardage. It's going to be third and about four, and Queens is going to punt this one away, but the pass was complete. And well, well, well. Looks like I'm an idiot. Because I totally called this game well before its best before date. We do have a Gales player down on the turf. I'm hoping it's nothing too serious. But as we wait for the situation to be resolved, that's Cedric Smith. And it looks like he is okay, folks. Third and three. That failed third and short may come back to haunt the Gales. as they're going to punt this one away. Queens scoring 26 unanswered. Western answering with 8 more of their own. On a hot, humid, and memorable day at Richardson Stadium. Coming up next week, we've got a clash between Steel and Stone. A Steel City showdown in Hamilton against the McMaster Marauders. And then we're going to see some real prime time football under the lights Friday, September 5th against the Laurier Golden Hawks. Driver is going to get this punt off. It's not his best work. And Western is going to start with a minute 42 on the Queens 45-yard line. They need a touchdown and a two-point conversion to tie this game. As I am taking perhaps my last water break for the foreseeable future, here we go, a minute 42. Hillock dropping back to pass. Looking for Braden Mazzieri. What a catch by Braden Mazzieri. Inside the 5. And rumors of Western's demise were greatly exaggerated, as they are 5 yards away from tying this game. As the bile rises in my throat, the crowd at Richardson rises to meet their gales. Jerome Rancor in the ball game. It's going to be another handoff to Ethan Dalby, and Dalby is swallowed up by Eric Johnston. And Western is bogarting their timeouts. We will see, I believe, a timeout finally issued. Yes, indeed. So let me throw one more time to our fourth quarter sponsor, the Grad Club. Here are a couple events coming up in the next few weeks, including one that is currently underway.
Here are just some of the outstanding events coming to the Grad Club in the next 2 weeks. Tonight, August 23rd, 5 p.m. till late, check out Oktoberfest at the Grad Club. Food, drink, music, and fun. Admission to this 19-plus event is only $5. Oktoberfest at Grad. Life's too short to wait for October. Saturday, September 6th, the Save Our Grad Club fundraiser. This 19-plus event begins at 8 p.m. and it is a by-donation cover charge, with all proceeds going to the Grad Club. This event will also contribute.
As you can hear, we are back in action. Second and 4 yards to go. Western trying to tie this game up. Ethan Dalby with a touchdown, and it's now a two-point game. Twenty-six, twenty-four. Western now with a chance to draw even. A minute 15 on the clock. What did I tell you? I told you this is going to be one heck of a finish. And Western with Evan Hillock in the ball game. Even formation, two on each side. Pass caught and secured. Tie ball game. And I might be the dumbest man in Canada. In fact, I promise you that's the case. Unthinkable, improbable, incredible. The myth, myth-making, mystifying, mind-bending, death hastening situation seen here at Western versus Queens here at Richardson Stadium. Oh my goodness gracious. Well, minute 15 on the clock. Queens gets the ball back. Field goal can win it. Two timeouts for the Gales, one for the Mustangs. This offense has really struggled in the second half. Whereas the Mustangs, as I warned you with Greg Marshall coaching them up, have roared back from a two-touchdown deficit to tie this football game. And if you're Queens, you need to win now. Don't let this go into overtime. Ian St. Arnaud, 5 yards deep into his own end zone. Breaking left. Cutting it back, but tackled at about the 23. 1 minute and 7 seconds to go. It can't happen again, can it? Here's the score, folks. 26-26. Western roaring back. Ball on the Queens 23-yard line. Gales on offense. Alex Vraken with trips on the left-hand side. He's going to find Russell Weir, who will be, if not at first down yardage. Never mind, he's there. First down Queens. Number two has had one heck of a game. As we have got first and 10 from their own 35, and we knew it had to end this way. Breaking under pressure. Concedes the sack. 5 yard loss, 10 yard loss. And that might be the ball game. Second and 20. Less than a minute to go. The pizza I had at halftime rising in my stomach as Queens has fumbled the ball and they're going to lose this football game. Oh my God. Oh my God. First and 10 Western at 25 yard line. Field goal wins it. Evan Hillick in at quarterback. Oh, dear me. Hand off to Ethan Dalby. That'll put him in field goal range. I might throw up. I don't know why I ran my big stupid mouth. Oh, I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry that I can't be more eloquent in this moment. I'm sorry that I opened my stupid mouth. I don't know what else to say. I'm in the booth in a squat. I literally can't stand up. I've got vertigo at this point. I've got PTSD. I literally don't know how I'm going to see tomorrow. Here we go, second and 4. Jerome Rancor in the ball game. Spins out of a tackle before being taken down as Western will no doubt kick a field goal. Queens may get a chance to score in response. I really can't feel my feet, my hands. I'm sorry, folks. I have nothing left to say. This is one of the worst days of my life, probably. If you're tuned in, you might be having the time of your life. If you're a Western fan, this is the greatest thing in the world. You've got a clip. I'm so stupid. They really should have finished the game off with that Eli Bennett strip sack. I cannot believe they didn't. I don't know why I said it. As soon as I said it, I spoke it into being. Man, I'm stupid. Well, Western 3rd and 4. Not a field goal formation, is it? No. Okay. Western going for this on 3rd and 4. Jerome Rancourt in the ball game. I think they were just trying to draw the Gales offside as they call a timeout. Well, I don't know what giving birth feels like, but I think this may actually be a comparable amount of at least psychological pain. As Western is a chip shot field goal away from a 19-point fourth quarter comeback, sealing what would be, I think, unquestionably the most humiliating loss in this losing streak, if that is to be what comes to fruition. Oh my gosh. As Queens doesn't even have the right amount of players out on the field. Number 92, Carter Martin, enters the ball game. Ryan Garrity on to end my suffering. And he does. 29-26. 29-26. It's happening again! I think I have shell shock. I think there are like first World War veterans that have like comparable nothingness behind the eyes at this point. I was so excited to go home and make my little clips. And I will. I absolutely will. I absolutely will. But the joie de vivre may be a little impacted. Okay. Western set to kick this one away. Queens has one timeout left. And barring a miraculous return, they're going to have a lot of work to do to even tie this game, let alone win it. But what is life without whimsy? Kick from Brian Garrity, fielded at the 7-yard line by Ian St. Arnaud. Ian St. Arnaud, unable to break the tackle. And Queens has 21 seconds on the clock. And a lot of real estate to cover. Here we go. All right. Magic or misery? Heroism or heartbreak? Alex Vrakin dropping back to pass. Over the middle, Mateo Tuioti. First down yardage, 15 yards for Mateo Tuioti as they've got to hurry this one up. 15 seconds to go. Beautiful pass from Alex Vrakin to Mateo Tuioti. Western player down, took a bone-shaking hit from Mateo Tuioti. And that will give Queens kind of a natural timeout to work with. 45-yard line of the Gaels. And, folks, you know me. I'm rarely at a loss for words. But the last 10 minutes or so of in-game time have drained me. I've lost the rosy complexion. Here we go. First and 10, Vraken dropping back. Looking for Nathan Falcone! Caught by Nathan Falcone! They are in Western territory! But they have a hard decision to make! With 5 seconds on the clock, they're going to have to try and kick this. Oh my gosh, what are they doing? Just spike it, just spike it, just spike it, just spike it. Okay, they center it.